You mentioned before that maybe 60 or 70% of your patients with first-line non-small cell don't really fit the ECOG 4599 criteria. What are the major reasons they don't fit?
The major reasons at our place that they don't fit in are histology. I'm in North Carolina. We tend to have a lot of smokers. We still see more adenocarcinoma than squamous, but squamous is an issue. Hemoptysis, borderline performance status, and brain mets are probably. We don't see a lot of abnormal clotters, but those are the big four when which you kind of go down that checklist that kind of you get to one of them and say, okay, I don't really feel comfortable using bevacizumab in this patient. So it's histology, the borderline performance status patient, some degree of hemoptysis, and then the brain met issue.
What about the issue of location, central versus peripheral?
Yeah, that's very controversial. I worry about that, but I haven't allowed that to exclude patients because I still don't know the relationship between histology and location. I think that part of the problem is that as you talk to more radiologists about, is this a centrally invasive lesion, I think it's very hard to really determine that with any level of certainty on a CT scan. In fact, I'll deviate for a moment and just tell you about my experience. We're actually doing a clinical trial at our place using bevacizumab with chemoradiotherapy in stage 3 disease. We actually have 3 patients entered, and actually I saw a patient this week that we're considering as the 4th patient. These patients get 2 cycles of induction carboplatinum Taxol in bevacizumab. Now, we opted to include squamous cell patients in this trial. The rule is that they cannot have invasion or continuity with a major blood vessel in the chest. Now, I saw a patient yesterday for the first time that has a left upper lobe tumor, has a lot of lung collapse. If you look at his CT scan, you suspect that this tumor is sitting right up next to the pulmonary artery. If you look at his PET scan, it looks like the PET avid area of the left upper lobe is away from the pulmonary artery, and we're actually doing an MR. And I usually don't do MRIs or MRAs in the chest, but I think this is almost like a Pancoast tumor question where you want to know as best you can the relationship between the tumor and the blood vessels, and this is why we're doing it. But I haven't necessarily used in the metastatic setting the location if I know that it's an adenocarcinoma. Now, in ECOG 4599, there was no eligibility issue related to location. So we know that the pulmonary hemorrhage rate was, I forget the exact number, 2 or 3% off the top of my head. So we will accept some risk of pulmonary hemorrhage by kind of ignoring the location issue. But I think we just need some more information about that. I know ECOG with Genentech is going back and looking at the complications that they had on ECOG 4599 and try to get the CT scans and try to do some correlative studies and try to get at this issue. But I think it's going to be very difficult to sort that out. So I've kind of left it out of the equation.